big barns, big up overhead in them with hay and stuff in it, and big stalls built to keep their cracked corn and stuff in for the cattle, big barns.
Right. And the building that they store the corn in, do they have, do you have an expression?
Well, we just call them corn crib.
Just corn crib. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you call a building, or part of a building, where you store the grain? Is there a different...
Well, that goes in, considered as a corn crib or something like that. Most of them through here, you know, just has corn. But way up north and all, they just have big silos and everything, but we down here, it's practically just like that. We'd call it a corn crib or a barn.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of the barn?
Would be a storage, hay storage.
Hay storage. Mm-hmm. And are there other parts or places where you might store hay in the barn?
That's where you store the hay up in there. Long forage, we call it down here. That'd be hay, bale of hay up, you know, and take it up and then rack it up in there. And then when they want to use it, why, the sides would be open. Just cut them strings, just dump the hay right over in them hay bins, you know, and the cattle eat right out of that that's under the barn there.
So the hay, is there an expression for the place where hay is kept once it's moved out of the barn? The hay is piled on a... Is there some sort of...
Well, a lot of them puts it out, brings it right up close, and puts tents over their hay.
Okay. You don't have cows. You said you had bees. Are there cows around now?
No, we ain't got no cattle in here now. Hardly no cattle at all in here.
If you had neighbors around who kept cattle, what would they call the building that housed their cattle?
The barn. They call that a barn.
And is there a different word expression than used to describe the place they kept pigs, if they have pigs and...
Yeah, it's different. We have a hog farm out here, and they got different places. They got big places there. I think that lady's got about 80 or 90 brood sows. And she's got every different type. She's got the white ones in one place, the Hampshire in one, the black ones in one, and the red ones in one. Every one of them in different lots. But now, up here in the brooder pen, when the one goes to come and fold, you know, why, she's brought up. She keeps a tab of them. She knows just when each one is going to fold with pig. She brings them up there, and she's got a big place there. And she puts that sow in. Then she's got a place under there, fixed, under the barn. She's got an open place out here, in the air open. Then there's a place under there big enough for her to bring the pigs under there, and she's sitting right there and takes every one of them pigs and puts them over in a separate place from that sow on sawdust and stuff to keep them warm in the heat. Mm-hmm. And they call that the brooder pen down here.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And then she stays right there day and night, mm-hmm, long enough to go get something to eat and back. She takes them pigs so many hours, and puts them over there with that sow, lets them suck, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they put back in their bed over there.
And she keeps them all separated?
Every one of them separated. Good. Until they get up to a certain age, she takes away from them. Then she got a pig pen there. She puts all them pigs in. And she's got about five different pens. Because you put a little pig in a pen with a big hog, he'll step on him, mash him, hurt him, kill him.
Right. Mm-hmm.